All right, away from the racial makeup of the nominees, we buried the lead in terms of who got nominated, and if you weren't up at 8:30 this morning or 5:30 West Coast time, then perhaps you don't know. So let us bring you up to date on what was nominated. Here they are quickly. For lead actor, Casey Affleck in Manchester by the Sea, Andrew Garfield in Hacksaw Ridge, Ryan Gosling in La La Land, Viggo Mortensen in Captain Fantastic, Denzel Washington in Fences. Lead actress was Isabel Huppert, I believe, in Elle, Ruth Negga in Loving, Natalie Portman in Jackie, Emma Stone in La La Land, and Meryl Streep, because you got to nominate Meryl Streep.
Yes.
In Florence Foster Jenkins. And the best movies were Arrival, Fences, Hacksaw Ridge, Hell or High Water, Hidden Figures. So that answers your question yesterday, Kennedy, about
it. Made it.
La La Land, Lion, Manchester by the Sea, and Moonlight. And then, of course, all the subplots and all the rest. Tim Gray, a Variety Senior Vice President and Awards Editor, is on the line with us right now. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing good, doing good. Okay, La La Land is the big story here in terms of 14 nominations, although it built up a lot in the music category because it was musical, so that's probably why it boosted. I watched about 20 minutes of La La Land, and then I had to stop, not because it was a bad movie. I had to stop. Is it that great?
I mean, I'll tell you, it's like the right movie at the right time. And, you know, the fact that it's like gotten this historic amount of nominations, you know, I feel like I want to tell moviegoers, okay, this movie is not going to change your life. It's really good, but it's not the greatest story ever told. But, you know, it makes you feel good. It makes you feel good to be a human.
How much of its love that it's getting from Hollywood and awards comes from the fact that it's set in Los Angeles and it's about actors?
Well, I think it's partly that, because I feel like everybody in 2016 felt beat up by world events, by the election. Mm-hmm. You know, they're kind of exhausted. And so this movie makes you feel good about yourself. And also, if you're working in the movie industry, it says, you know, the work you do is magic. You know, it's just a magical job. And so it's like, you know, of course people in Hollywood are going to love that. But it's also it's very well done. You know, and it kind of pays homage to the old films. So it's like, you know, for Oscar voters, it's pretty irresistible.
Now, the director of that, Damien Chazelle, who directed Whiplash, was his previous one, and he was a former music student, and then he got into film. He obviously, the world is his right now. He can do anything he wants with anybody he wants, I imagine. But more surprising in the best director category, he was nominated, is Mel Gibson, nominated for the film Hacksaw Ridge, as was its lead actor, Andrew Garfield, who was a kid who played Spider-Man in one of those incarnations. And while I didn't think he was great in that, he was quite good in the Social Network movie where he played what's-his-name's best friend, the guy who Zuckerberg's best friend, who he kind of screws out of the Facebook deal. Mel Gibson getting nominated for Best Director is a little bit like O.J. coming back and carrying the ball for the Buffalo Bills. I mean, I did not ever expect to see that happen again, given his checkered past.
Well, you know, I mean, have you seen the movie?
No, I haven't. I know I've heard it's very good.
It's really good. But when I saw it, I thought, oh, my God, this is, like, really well made. So I asked a lot of people. I said, okay, do you think, like, Hollywood's ready to embrace him again? And I feel like, look, there's some people in Hollywood and in the world who will never forgive him. But a lot of people that I talked to, because this was, like, 10 years ago, and a lot of people that I talked to said, look, you know, he was drunk. And, you know, he said he got some help, and he apologized. And a couple of people said to me, look, I've worked with much worse people in my life.
Oh, there you go.
And I thought, okay, well, that's an interesting point.
Well, but there's a difference between forgiving him and giving him work again, which for a while that was the hardest thing. He couldn't even work, but not that he needed to. He financed Passion of the Christ and basically made more than most movie studios will make in a lifetime. To give him a nomination for Best Director, I mean, that's what they hold out for their most cherished and their most embraced.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, you know, like I said, some people will never forgive him, but I also think people in Hollywood, they love a good comeback story. You know, because if you go way back, I mean, I don't know if you knew that Ingrid Bergman, who I think was like one of the great movie stars of all time, you know, she had a baby out of wedlock, as they said. When she was married and had kids, she had an affair with a guy, and she was blacklisted in Hollywood. And then she came back in like 1956, I think, with Anastasia and got a standing ovation because it's like, all right, we're ready.
Enough
to work.
Already, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, you know, people love that.
Well, right, and movies are made of those kinds of stories. How about the lead actor category? Casey Affleck, Andrew Garfield, Ryan Gosling, Viggo Mortensen, Denzel Washington.
For me, that's a really strong lineup. I mean, you know, I'm not trying to down talk Casey Affleck, but he's like winning everything, like every Critics Award, as if it's like the only performance that matters.
Yeah, and every time he gets interviewed, he first line he says is, "I know this is a really depressing movie. Even it was depressing for me. I don't know how they're getting anybody to go see this thing because all you ever hear about it, the only adjective used is depressing."
Well, that, you know, that's it, because I think when Jimmy Fallon was hosting the Golden Globes, he said, this is the only movie that's, like, more depressing than 2016 was. you know, and which is a good line, but it is. It's so downbeat. And, you know, again, that's why I think La La Land is doing well, because it's upbeat. And, frankly, I'm surprised that Hidden Figures didn't get more nominations.
Mm. Well, it did get nominated. I mean, it got Best Picture.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It got
Best Supporting
Actress, and you know, sometimes when you have a lot of actresses vying for the same thing, that happens, you know. Okay, as we're talking with Tim Gray from Variety, Senior Vice President, Awards Editor there, two last questions. Best Actress, Meryl Streep is up for a 20th Academy Award. Florence Foster Jenkins was a tour de force piece of acting. Wasn't the world's best film, but it was really different. I never knew this woman truly existed. She's a woman who basically became popular despite the fact that she could not sing, and everyone around her knew that she couldn't sing, and yet she was so brash about it. It was a little like what was the woman on the British show you know who I'm talking about? The matronly looking woman who then opened up and sang. She sang like an opera singer.
Yeah.
Well, it would be as if she. Yeah. What was her name? Susan Boyle. But it would be as if she couldn't sing.
Right.
You know,
right.
As if everything happened with her, except she also couldn't sing. Susan Boyle could actually sing. Having said that, Natalie Portman in Jackie, she was really good. Ruth Negga in Loving was really good. Emma Stone of La La Land, like, swamps it. So is this another time when Meryl Streep just gets another nomination, but they say she's had enough awards, let's just nominate her and that's enough?
I kind of think so. I mean, I kind of think because, I mean, the thing about Meryl Streep, I mean, she's a law unto herself, you know, and, you know, it's like nobody's gotten as many nominations as she does, but she's had a career since the late 70s, but she always manages to surprise you. And again, she does really funny stuff in this movie that you think, I've never seen her do that before, but I don't know that it's enough to get her an Oscar.
Yeah, plus
your grandfather her. Out of all nominations from now, because you can give it to her every year for every part she plays. Just
if they're running late, they don't want her to win because she's going to make another speech, and then that would be bad. Finally, the best picture, Arrival, which I saw it. I don't get it. I have no idea what happened in it. You're never going to be able to explain that one to me. Fences, Hacksaw Ridge, Hell or High Water, which was a terrific film, and I'm surprised it got nominated. It was a great film. Hidden Figures, La La Land, Lion, which was also a terrific little film, Manchester by the Sea, and Moonlight. What do you think?
Well, I mean, you know, I just think that the fact that La La Land got 14 nominations shows that it has a lot of support from a lot of different categories. I mean, the sound mixers, the sound editors like this film. So it's like, okay, who in the Academy doesn't like this film? Right. So I kind of think, you know, I never bet money on the Oscars, but I think if I did, this is where
it's a little like picking the Patriots, isn't it, La La Land?
Yeah. I mean, you can't go wrong.
All right, we'll see what happens. There we are, February 26th. Jimmy Kimmel is the host.
Mm-hmm.
So there won't be probably any Oscars so white jokes this year, considering both the host and the fact that 7 of the top 20 awards were for minority candidates. So there you go. That's the end of that debate for this year. Thanks very much. We appreciate you coming on with us, Tim.
Always happy to talk with you.
All right, Tim Gray from Variety. Brief break. We'll come back with more here on 760 WJR.